I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Raw Impressions, Monday's music mini-episode.
Welcome.
Welcome. Monday.
Avid listeners of our Raw Impressions podcast.
We love you. Thank you for joining us.
I don't know if I'd go as far as to say I love them.
Oh. Do you like them?
Yes.
Love is very personal. Yeah.
I find it's very personal.
Yeah.
Okay. I love you.
Oh, I love you too.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Well, what do we got for everyone today? What's happening?
Well,
how's your Monday going?
My Monday is going great.
Okay, tell me about it.
Well, today was medical day for me.
Medical morning.
It was a medical morning. I've been planning on it. I got a colon cancer screening kit in the mail. Big box. It had a little plastic bucket in it.
This is the alternative to getting a colonoscopy, correct?
Yes. Yes, it is. This is to find out if there's any like red flags up there.
Would they do a colonoscopy then after this if there were to be red flags?
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure that I'd get the treatment.
Okay.
And have to fast and do all kinds of crazy things.
Yeah.
Which I didn't want to do, which is the only real option before they sent you the bucket.
Yeah.
You'd have to go in and do that, and it's a whole thing.
Uh-huh. Well, my GP wants me to have a colonoscopy.
Yeah.
She wants me to do the colonoscopy.
She wants to go in for the... Yeah, well...
Yeah.
Maybe the Cologuard...
She said no bucket for me.
No bucket?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I got the bucket, and...
Okay.
I've been planning on it. I even read the instructions.
Wow.
Really well. Like,
okay.
Days ago, I read the instructions.
What?
Yeah, I planned on it. I went through the whole kit. I put the kit in the downstairs bathroom, got it all ready, read through everything.
Listener, this, I'm just going to interject by saying, is incredibly unusual behavior for Lou, because you almost refuse to read instructions, I would say. You toss them aside. And I'm a real instruction reader. I almost like keep booklets and I carry them around like, well, here's the instructions. Here's the manual. But you often are like, oh, I'll figure it out. And then if I have to reference the manual later, I'll look at it. But...
I've learned my lesson.
I'm proud of you.
I'm learning my lesson.
Wow.
I'm applying my lesson as of this morning.
That is applied learning.
On Friday is when
Good.
I went through the book. Anyway, so today was shit in the bucket day.
You decided. You were like, let's hope my poop is...
I'm doing it.
The poop
and then
that
I was
I can
also
put in the
really,
bucket.
Yeah, I was really hoping that the consistency of the poop would be correct. I didn't really want to have the runs, which can happen.
Sure.
You know, maybe it's not diarrhea exactly, but it could be the runs. It could be something unsavory. But I knew right away that I could really deliver this morning. And sure enough, it was a swirl, a perfect swirl, as if it was an emoji, a real-life emoji. So much so, I was tempted to get the googly eyes that Izzy's been putting on everything and to stick it right on there.
Ew!
But I didn't do that because that would be tainting the specimen.
Tainting your beautiful, perfect poop emoji specimen.
There's two steps. This is for all of you. And I know many of our listeners are in my...
They're in our age bracket.
They're in our age bracket.
Yep, 45 to 55 is our is our hot zone.
Yeah, so if you don't want to do the
song commencing in 5 notes.
We'll come back to your
TBC.
I am searching these planets for love, trying to see the life in the world that has been made. The aliens try to escape, took a million ages to figure out I'm here now. in this planet. You got me from the side of the outside. You got me in from the host, from the lock side. I know that the aliens can be the same tonight. Because we're open aliens. Time and time we won't go on enough. Because when we're open, I've been searching for this alien planet for a while. Now these animals trying to solve the puzzles, and now we help them. Because down on the house where everybody sings, everybody takes on a white girl. I don't know what to say when you were down. I feel you now, trying to figure things out. Took the pen and under the ground. It's too hard to figure you out, even if you touch the ground. Cause you are trying to figure out me now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Izetta Barlow, August 2023.
Oh, well, that's old.
Yeah, I've been going through these little soundscapes that Hendrix and I were making last summer. I briefly engaged him in keyboard duel. I was extracting bits of that, and I came upon Izzy doing some vocalizations over the top of it.
Huh.
So yeah.
She's been really asking if she could be like on the podcast lately, or somehow doing something, you know, in the world, and we're trying to find ways that are okay for her to be.
I played this for her last night.
Oh, what
she
think?
Actually was like, "Hold on, I'm not finished," and she wanted to continue, but it wasn't possible at that moment to continue.
Oh.
So maybe TBC on this one as well.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so there could be a part two. It was interesting because it was almost like every three words, I didn't understand them, but you know, it was neat. It was just sort of like, yeah,
it's
like sounds.
It's like regular music. It's like regular hipster. It's like indie rock.
Third
word.
What is she saying? I don't know.
Yeah.
So but anyway. I did pick up aliens, but.
So just quickly.
So go back to your poo.
Back to the bucket.
Yep.
So yeah, I did the whole thing and I did it correctly. Sealed the thing.
Uh-huh.
And then like today, you dropped me off early at the hospital.
Yep.
And I went and had a blood test, really quick blood test. You came right at the time that I was pretty much done. Then we went and I tucked the box in the back of the car. I kind of wanted to do this without you seeing this box that obviously had feces in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I had sort of snuck it in there into the back trunk and then took it from the back. We went to UPS, took it out of the back trunk, stuck it right on the little scale. They took it because
you have to mail your poop.
It's all ready made. You know, they make it as easy as possible, but I imagine they must get some just absolute, I can't imagine what this lab in Madison, Wisconsin receives.
Oh my gosh. And I can. I bet it's shocking.
Are they wearing spacesuits as they open these specimens? I hope so.
I hope so too.
But in my case, they're going to open this up and go like,
oh, it'll almost seem like a little golden halo. Like,
and they
wow.
might even just approve it right away based on the texture and the color.
Uh-huh.
They'll just be like, you know what? This guy's fine.
Yeah. A+.
Lewis Barlow.
Healthy. Look at that beautiful swirl.
And I had this thought. I had this kind of like maybe a vain thought.
Mm.
But wouldn't it be funny if someone opened that up and like, Lou Barlow.
I'm going to be examining.
I mean, it's in Madison, Wisconsin.
Indie rock legend. Lou Barlow's shit.
Oh my God.
Do they Google? They're like, do they Google
song
every single
song? Commencing
word?
In 5 minutes.
Two songs this week.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't expect that.
Hope you never fall in love. Hope you never get your heart broken. Hope you never fall in love with somebody like you. Hope you never give a damn. I hope you never lose your perspective. Hope you never fall in love with somebody like you. I wish you well. I wish you everything and more. Forgive my ignorance. I was starting to ramble on and on, starting to ramble on and on. Oh. Hope you never need no one. Hope you treasure your independence. Hope you never fall. Somebody like you. Well, I wish you well. I wish you everything and more. Forgive my ignorance. I was starting to ramble on and on. Starting to ramble on and on. Never give a damn. Hope you never lose your perspective. Hope you never fall in love with somebody like you. I hope you never fall in love with somebody like you. Yeah, so I was on the plane coming back from Austin the other day, mm-hmm. a little one-off show in Austin for Dinosaur Jr.
Yeah.
And I watched The Making of Wildflowers by Tom Petty.
That was on
this
the airplane?
This little documentary. I watched it. Mm. And I'd never really understood that the Wildflowers record was a huge body of work, like well over 20 songs that they had cut down to one album, but there's all these other songs from that, those sessions that were also, that became the She's the One soundtrack, which is one of my favorite and your favorite Tom Petty albums, really. It's a soundtrack for
we
the
love
film.
It.
It's
so
but it's
good.
Amazing. It actually has a Beck cover on it, Asshole by Beck, which made me so jealous back then. I was like, oh my God, Beck, like Tom Petty is playing a Beck song.
Yeah.
I was like, oh man. Like I was like, holy shit. I actually felt a little twinge, but of course,
Beck understandable, because you love Tom Petty.
And I do love Beck, too, especially that era of Beck, that early Beck stuff from 1 Foot in the Grave, I believe is the name of the album. Just that early acoustic, folky Beck is amazing. I mean, it's so good. And Tom Petty. Tom.
I know, our buddy Tom. We're on a first name basis here.
But but I didn't realize until I saw the movie that there were all, those other songs were all part of this body of work.
Mm-hmm.
And Hope You Never is not in the movie.
I love that song.
But it is from
so
the She's
much.
The One soundtrack. And I love that song.
Ugh,
and
it kills me.
I feel like when I play that song, I feel like it's this, I feel like I wrote it in a way when I play it.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's just nothing. I feel like I so intuitively understand it. I don't know if that comes across in the recording that I just did. It might be a little bit out of my range, but I love playing it so much. And I thought we were going to do Mini Music Monday last night on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to try to do it live. So I was practicing and recording it, and I had just, it really calmed me down. Boy, I just like really like, I've been traveling a lot lately and trying to get my shit in balance.
Yeah.
You know, and that's part of why I did I had a medical morning. It's like, I want to kind of get things in balance. And
sounds like your shit was in balance.
Yeah, I think Tom really helped me. You know, he brought my whole, so I had a pretty reasonably healthy evening.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, obviously as shown in the bucket this morning, I think that I was in balance.
Good.
And I was, good. I'm happy to share that song and also share my specimen mm-hmm. with the team over in Madison at the laboratory
mm-hmm.
that will
mm-hmm.
be graced soon enough.
Gosh, they're going to just unscrew that and
what a relief after
everyone. They're going to go gather around. Now, this is an example of how someone should be delivering their specimen. And oh my goodness.
That's not to say that it's a perfect, I mean, who knows what they're going to find.
It really makes me wonder, like, how far to some.
Okay. All right, it's time to stop talking. It's the end of Mini Music Monday.
Oh, and it's Monday for us, and this is going to come out today.
Yeah, thank you for listening.
Yeah, I'm going to pop it right in the mail.
All right, pop this one in the editing mail too. Bye, guys.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.